Chapter 4. An Interesting Project. Colonel Pickering stared at the flower girl with interest.
Higgins, I have an idea,
he said.
You're the greatest teacher alive. Do you think you can make this girl into a lady in time for the ambassador's party? I'll bet you all the expenses of the experiment you can't do it, and I'll pay for the lessons.
Now, Eliza stared at Colonel Pickering.
Ow, you're a real gentleman,
she cried. The professor was tempted.
It's certainly an interesting experiment. She's so very common, so very dirty.
Ow, I ain't dirty,
cried Eliza.
I washed my face and hands before I come, I did.
Higgins did not seem to hear her.
I shall do it, he said. I shall make this awful creature into a lady.
Ow,
cried Eliza. Higgins became excited.
Yes, in just 6 months, I shall be able to take her anywhere and make people believe she's a duchess. Take her away and clean her up, Mrs. Pierce. Take all her clothes and burn them. Call and order some new ones and wrap her in brown paper until they arrive.
Oh, you're no gentleman, you're not. I'm a good girl, I am,
cried Eliza.
Now, young lady,
said Higgins.
You've got to learn how to behave like a duchess. Take her away, Mrs. Pierce.
But I haven't got anywhere to put her,
said Mrs. Pierce.
Then put her in the dustbin,
said Higgins.
Ow!
Cried Eliza again.
Oh, Professor Higgins,
said Mrs. Pierce, taking the professor to one side.
You can't do this. You don't know anything about this girl. She may be married.
Married?
Interrupted Eliza.
Who'd marry me?
My word, Eliza,
said Higgins, suddenly becoming friendly towards the poor girl.
There will be a queue of men outside this door waiting to marry you by the time I have finished with you.
Oh, do be sensible, Professor,
said Mrs. Pierce.
You must think about what will happen to this girl. Are you going to pay her wages? And where will she go when you finish your experiment?
When I've finished with her, she can go anywhere she likes and do anything she likes,
cried Higgins.
She will be a lady. What do you think of that, Eliza?
Well,
said Eliza.
You shall stay with me for the next 6 months,
said Higgins,
and you will learn how to speak beautifully. At the end of 6 months, we shall go to the ambassador's ball. If anyone finds out you're not a lady, I shall lose my bet. But if they believe that you are a lady, then you shall have a present of 7 and 6 pence to start life with as a lady in a flower shop. What do you think?
I think you'd better let me speak to the girl in private,
said Mrs. Pierce.
Very well, Mrs. Pierce,
said Higgins.
Take her off to the bathroom and clean her up.
You're a bully, you are,
cried Eliza as Mrs. Pierce led her out of the room.
I won't stay here if I don't like it. I'm a good girl, I am.